Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. Tonight's the night that we just say we praise God. We thank God, for God has been so good to us. And tonight's the night that I would just like to say, what has happened? Faith leads us into sacrifice. When we take a position in the body of Christ, it behooves us to take a stand. See, when Abraham was called a friend of God, because he was called a friend of God, why was Abraham called a friend of God? Because he was a friend. God recognized him as a friend. Before we go any further, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for everything you have done for us, or you have brought us. We want us to thank you. We realize that you're the only one that we can help to move in you. We want to thank you for this day. We want to thank you for this hour. For the blessed radio station that belongs to you, and everyone that come on the radio station, bless them. In the name of Jesus, I thank you once again for everything you have found, everything you have done for us, how you have loved us, how you have shown us that your love is all that we can have. And it's because of it, Father, that I said thank you. Thank you for the food you give for nourishing my bodies. Thank you for everything. We walk by faith and not by sight. We'll believe in your word tonight, from this day forward, not only this day forward, but every day, from the rising of the sun to the setting of it. And your word says, he that finds life, findeth God. So we believe we've found life. I ask you tonight that you would just anoint me with more of the fire of the Holy Ghost, that you would give me the wherewithal to do your will and not mine, that I may surrender more unto you, Holy Father, that I might do what you call me to do in this last day. I want to thank you for my wife, for my son, my daughter, for my grandsons that are yet coming. I thank you for this night, Father, in Jesus' name, amen. As I was saying tonight, when we take notice of what was said in Hebrews 11, chapter verse 19, how Abraham turned out to be a friend. Well, another story about Abraham. Abraham was a man who challenged his father. And he said, because his father was telling him they had an offering for this, and an offering for this, and an offering for this, and an offering for this. And so he asked his dad, why do we have to have a God for this and a God for that? They had a God for rain, God for moon, God for shine. It was God, God, God. It was a small G-O-D. And because he attracted God's understanding and insight and spiritual awareness, somewhere in the heavens, God heard Abraham's cry. And that's why God decided to visit him. And he spoke to Abraham, began to declare to Abraham. And you know, the more I tell you, my beloved, the more I read and understand how did Abraham walk by faith. Because it was a man, didn't have no foundation of truth but what God said. But he told us, Abraham, he said, get all that you have and leave this present land. See, God wants to move us from a land where we are right now, a land of misunderstanding, a land of misguided, a land that doesn't know the real truth. When the real truth is not exonerated, God wants to move you, and I say this with beloved. I say it to you tonight. Somewhere out there in the archives of darkness, God is trying to bring you to a light of a land of light. God is believing to bring you out of all that you're in. See, because here was a man named Abraham, first Abram, but now Abraham, who was the father of the faithless. And we take notice of what God has said. See, faith leads us to sacrifice. See, a lot of times we have a thing that God wants us to sacrifice to him. God wants us to sacrifice things. See, things are irrelevant to what God wants. God wants us to see our hearts, our attitude, our full sacrifice. And you know what? One of the things Paul wrote, he said, brother, my heart desire and prayer for Israel, that they might be saved, that they might be saved. He said, I bear them record that they don't have nothing. They have a God, but they've not seen. So when you read into that deep into that script, and God said that, I pray every day that you make your bodies a living sacrifice. We need to become a living sacrifice. So every day we live, we just stand before God and say, Lord, and I know if I've ever forgive me, Father. Every day we stand before God and we allow God to work in us. Not looking at what we think or believe, but what God is saying to us. Take notice, sacrifice is something you have to put out that doesn't that belong to you. You got to give it all to whoever you're giving it to. See, what God wants is our best given to him. When you take notice, see, Abraham experienced the agony. There was agony in his sacrifice when he did what God told him. No, Abraham, I help, and God commanded him to leave. And I will show you. See, when God is raising up a new generation of believers in this hour, and all of us who are standing, old or young, God is saying, leave the present position you're in and come into the land that I have. The land that God has prepared for us is the land of love, peace, and joy. And see, one other thing that I will say to you, Abraham's faith led him to Mount Moriah. See, he was testing the times before he come. He was being tested. See, God has a test for every one of us. It's not God, but it's what you have to do to show God that we're faithful to him. God has a way through Jesus Christ of us testing the times that will come to all of us. I don't care how you say that. Well, I know I've done this. No. The test, T-E-S-T, will come. And you're going to be tried. They're going to say, you don't believe in God. You ain't never heard of God. You ain't never felt God. You're going to be tried and tested. And when you're tried, you're going to have to say to God, God, all that I ever have belongs to you. All that I want to be belongs to you. No matter what the enemy says behind the scene, you got to know you're standing for the true and living God. And this hour that we now stand before this true and living God, God has brought us to a point in our lives. God sent his only son in the world that the world might be saved. See, what man is going to give his only son? Who's going to sacrifice his son? I only have one son, and I don't know if it would be hard for me to sacrifice. But you know, if I had to, I must sacrifice. As a matter of fact, I will, if God said, because I'd have to have the same faith, the same understanding that Abraham had. Abraham had belief. Whatever God told him to lead her, he just had faith to believe. Where you going? He told his wife, said, I'm following God. And you know the biggest part of it all, when you take on, when you understand, when God has called you, see, and here's something else I want you to say. See, faith that every Christian now will carry us through the test. But one thing I want you to know, he, you, and I knows how God can see it through. See, all God wants us to do is follow him. Follow him. And one of the days I was doing a great, great study, and someone brought it to my attention. When you trust God, you believe in God all that hell. There is no difference when it comes down to God testing, because God made us out of one flesh, one blood, and God knows us all. But every day of our lives, we're going to be tested. Because we're living in a time that we're now living where somebody cannot understand what God is saying. Why? Because darkness has a tendency to want to set in. Darkness comes from the enemy. And if I tell you the enemy said, see, the enemy said to God, oh, you don't love Abraham. You don't love him like I love him. You don't love Willie Hunter. You don't love a person. You don't love Martha, you don't love Chance, you don't love Charmaine, you don't. And God says, I do, but I've got to get them to see it. Oh. And one thing you have to come to understand, oh. Hey, one thing you have to come to understand is that when God speaks, Abraham was in the process of talking to Isaac. God will provide. Settle in your mind, settle in your heart. Telling your thought process, God will provide that God will be able to raise him up, his only son. But when God meant to make the sacrifice, he knew what he was going to do, how he was going to do it, but he kept the faith to believe. If God told him to do, he must have faith to believe that if God raised up, if God will kill his son, God will raise him up. That's the kind of faith that God wants us to have. And that's the kind of faith that I'm working on every day of my life. The same faith that Yeshua HaMashiach had in his God. The same faith that God had was presented to Abraham. Abraham, he didn't digest it. He took it in to his whole part. All three layers of skin. All parts of his heart. The whole man was consumed by the fact that God would raise his son from the dead. He didn't argue with God. And that's what I love about it. When God tells you to do something in the name of Jesus, and Jesus conveys it to you, do it. Don't argue. Don't fuss. Don't fight. Let God do it. See, when you got it settled in your mind, he says, see, the mind is an awesome thing. Let this mind that was in Christ Jesus be in you also. What kind of mind? A heart that's redeemed, a heart that is inheritance, a heart that's been washed by the blood of Jesus. So the more we trust God, the more we believe in God's word, the more God has faith in us. And let me tell you something. You have to understand that the God we serve is an awesome God. God has no way of, he has a way of communicating with us. His communication is through the Holy Spirit. When God settles it in our heart, he brings us to a place. Though having faith, we have little if we are in trouble in giving. See, a lot of times when God says give, see, sacrifice commands are giving. You know, there are a lot of people that want to give. There are a lot of people in the church today. There are a lot of people today that don't want to give nothing. They can't give nothing. A lot of people say they go to church, but they don't go to church. A lot of people say that they are at church, but they're not at church. Even in your own house, you can't even have peace. Because every time you try to get something done, the devil is always present. But you know what? You take authority over that, and you declare, and you decree. The devil is a liar. He is a damned liar. He has no right over your house. He doesn't come with all his argument, backbiting. He needs to go home. He needs to leave this house because nothing lives in this house but the blood of Jesus Christ. And I will say to everyone who's listening tonight, if you stand with what God is saying to you through me, all things are possible. I don't care who it is. All things are possible. And if you understand that what God has done, see, God has a plan for you, for me. God's plan is to bring us to a place of eternity. God's plan is to bring us to a place of whole understanding. See, what God has to do for us is not impossible. It's possible. But you know, sometimes you have to put people out your own house. The only one you love, you have to tell them stay at home for a while. Because they don't want to see nothing. They don't want to understand nothing. They don't want to do nothing. What they just want to do. It comes to a point in your life where you're going to have to shut them out. You're going to have to. Don't care what nobody say. You got to shut them out. Because some people come to your house and come to your house with no understanding. They want to do what they want to do, say what they want to say, and do you want to take note of what God has told you to do. One thing I will say to you tonight, brother love, the real thing. See, whatever you give to God, God returns it to you. See, when God said, and I say this, he sent his son to save the world, that through the world it might be saved. And I want you to understand something that I know. Some of you that are just who are coming up through the time, the more God gives through his son, he gave all that he had. His son was a living sacrifice for all of us. He was a dying sacrifice for us. And you know, I was reading the scripture and doing my doctoral thesis. One of the statements I put in there after my subject was on, and I brought it before the committee, they approved it. And my question about blood, sprinkle blood, and you heard that? Sprinkle blood and shed blood. In the Old Testament, because a sacrifice had been made for the high priest to sprinkle the blood in the atonement once a year. But when the blood was shed, when Jesus Christ, hallelujah, when Jesus Christ came to this world and gave his only begotten, he gave his only life so that you and I could live forever and be at peace with God. That's why I live in sacrifice. You're willing to sacrifice? Are you willing to give up something for God? Are you just really ready to do? Are you willing to play, as they say in my day, you want to play shoot hooky? Have you heard the voice of God speaking through somebody else? Have you seen the word of God speaking to somebody else? Have you watched God do great things through somebody else? Some people hide behind a cloth of misconception. They want to do what they do. But I'll tell you about what we're talking about tonight. Abraham leads us to sacrifice. See, when you understand faith is a substance thing hope for, but it leads us to sacrifice. We got to sacrifice everything. Some things that don't go right for you, some things ain't gonna be right for you, but you gotta be willing to sacrifice. Sometimes I said to people, I would like you to come go and be on a fast with me. Well, I don't know about that, Brother Hunter, because if I gotta go and fast, and I gotta take some meds, so do I. But there's a time for everything. But I'm here to tell you, because what God is doing in this last hour, I want to be a chosen vessel. A vessel is not willing to be sacrificed for the word of God, to be spit on, to be lied, to be talked about. But as long as I can see one get saved, that the Father might be glorified, I'm at peace with God. I'm at peace. Not what I heard, not what somebody said. And today, in Houston, Texas, about neighborhood between somewhere 2 or 3, God reminded me of a church that was well built by this one man on the Como homestead and west of New York. That was this nice large church that the man had built. But because he didn't do what God told him to do, he lost it all. And I watched him tear it down. It had better than 20,000 square feet. It was dynamic. It was dynamic. What God, but when you do it and don't do it, when you don't make a sacrifice for God's sake, you know what? 7 times 7. Somebody said, what's his name? No, I'm not praying for him. That he'll come to an understanding. See, because sometimes involvement in something, when God sends someone, see, God will send a person to you. Were you willing to sacrifice to God to do something? Are you going to follow the crowd? No, to follow the crowd, you ain't going nowhere. Because the crowd has a mind of its own. But I want you to know tonight, faith and giving can, oh Jesus, I love it, hallelujah, can hardly be separated. So the second illustration of the first. To whom much is given, much is required. And I say to you now, beloved, God always returns whatever's in your best interest. Sometimes 30, 60, 100 times. Always remember this. You have a tithe, you have an offering, and you have a first feast. And you got to get in and study what it's all, what's the purpose of the first feast? What's the purpose of the tithe? See, a lot of churches want you to have some money, but they're going to say, well, I know one church on homestead out there. And when I was a part of that church, every time I look up, they was all taking an offering. And so I asked the question, why can't we take it up one time? And the reverend there, he said, well, we got to pay for light bill. This is a light bill money. We got to pay for this. And the bigger portion got to be his money. I said, what? To come up here and stand and do nothing but for 15, 20 seconds? Now, how are you going to stand up here for $500 or $600? What's just going on? Take the money one time. See, I've come to understand. If you lie, I'll tell the same thing I told him then. And I want to tell you something. What God has for me, can't no man take it. What God has for you, can't no man take it. But in the north and in the part of Houston there, there is a revival coming. Something that will sacrifice. Don't miss out on what God is finna do. I know some of you see me and say, well, he's crazy. And I said, well, yes, I am. See, because the mind that I have, not the mind of Willie Hunter, it's the mind of Jesus Christ. That I want to see all in my area healed. I'm tired of the enemy attacking our people. And the only way I'm going to solidify is I submit and commit more to God for God to use me. To use me, starting at home. So if I'm rejected and go somewhere, you will never be able to say, he came to Houston, and Houston, he was great in Houston. No, I'm not great in Houston because you won't let me be. Because you want to stop me. But what God has done, God said, go ye therefore into all the world and preach the gospel. Be a living sacrifice. Be a living sacrifice. And a living sacrifice is one that has air. Every breath I breathe comes from God. By God and through God. And you know what? Benny Hinn has a testimony. But I had to see something because I got close to Benny Hinn one day in Houston some years ago. And I tried to get, but every time I'd get him, he'd run. And I said, why, Lord? But I began to understand why. Because some men don't want to be associated with what they see God doing through you. And all I'm trying to do is to be a servant. If I'm wrong, God forgive me. But I tell you this much, one man I walked with while he was alive, that was John Osteen. That was, we call him Papa Osteen. And he loved the Lord Jesus Christ. And he always made you feel like you're important. He sacrificed what he had to make you feel like he was important. He made you feel like you were somebody. I always tell you, God got his eyes on you. He always, you know, I loved him for what he did while he walked this earth with him. For me. And now my understanding got to a point. But everything will fade away. Because one of these days, that's going to be my time. That I must leave this earth and go be with the Lord. But while I'm here, you got a fight on your hands. Somebody hear me out there. Darkness wanted to see this. Darkness is skipping away. Because you know what I'm talking about. Well, I'm going to say something else here. By permission. See, faith was sacrificed to make Christ known to others. When you read Philippians 4:13, you're going to find a scripture in there. See, and the Bible said we are the temple of the living Christ. See, the living Christ. We have to give all that we have to be a part of what God has us to do. See, and in 2 Corinthians 6:16, he lives in us. He lives. And see, the thing that we have to understand, everybody going to call you a left shoe or a right shoe and a right shoe left shoe. Let people talk about you. Don't be fooled by these lies that are being told about God. Because I'm going to tell you tonight that I just made a commitment to the Lord. Yes, I will. If I lose all my friends, supposed friends, I thank you, Father. Because God has sent all he needs. I'm not begging, I'm not pleading. I'm asking in the name of Jesus. And you know, beloved, as I come to a close on this teaching, I want you to understand, to do good, be able to communicate with somebody that don't like you, somebody that charged you wrongly. I'm here to tell you what God is doing in our lives. And I say our, I'm including you, because I know some of you out there listening. Some have issues that you got to deal with every day. But I want you to see this. And this one thing I want you to see. Forget. Now forget not. Hebrews 13:16 shows us how we should say. It is most important to share the gospel of Jesus Christ to every living creature in this earth realm. It was no more than ask him with a question. God loves you. Do you know his son, Jesus Christ? My God Almighty. That's powerful. That's a question. Has to be born, B-O-R-N-N-E, by somebody that don't know Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. See, a lot of people in the world today, we live in America. Well, right now, we can't get the Congress to come together on doing something. See, in God's kingdom, that's why I'm leaving. See, when you leave God, when you leave the world's kingdom, when you leave what the world has to offer, God says, oh, you're on my side. God's going to fight for you. I'm telling you what I know, that what I heard. Babylon don't love me. Babylon wants to take me and make a sacrifice. A sacrificing of God. Babylon. Says, come to me and I'll do this and I'll do it. When God says, come unto my son and give you life eternal. Babylon can't say that. But Jesus Christ can. I love him for it. And tonight, as I thank those who listen behind the scene, in the scene, in the heaven, angels on assignment, Father, tonight, that I thank you for the message you gave me this night. Your word is sure and your word is true. Thank you, Holy Father. I just say tonight that somebody don't know Jesus. I pray tonight I say some encouraging words. Some words that bring them closer and closer and closer to the light of Jesus Christ. Maybe be able to go and pull them out of darkness. As Paul said, as we pass by the pit, we pull them out. Because we love them. Because you first loved me. And you gave all for me. I thank you for it all. I thank you for my son, for my daughter. I thank you for my grandson. I thank you for my mate, my wife, Marty. I pray that you bring us to a place where we can so lace with you, Father. Give us the wisdom and the knowledge. And not just say your words, say, it is you that have made us to be wiser. I want to thank you, Father, tonight, as I bow before you, I say thank you. Yada, 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 yada. Abraham, God that lived in you is an awesome God. Abraham, everything that God said would do, he did it through you because it's come to us. Abraham, by the will of God, I'll see you in the future. Abraham, because you did God's work. Abraham, in the earth we're near right now. Father, you say you got angels assigned to us. And I pray this night you with angels assigned to the radio station, to all that I do in the body of Christ, to the church, the people of Praise Christian Church, to the minister of Jesus Christ. Angels be on assignment. Father, there's much work to do. From state to state, thank you for all those who work with me on the radio station. Thank you for them, Father. In Jesus' name. Hey, and remember, next time, I see you on the quiet side. God bless you, and I love you.
Hello, may I speak to Pamela Griffin? This is Dr. Willa J. Hunter. I saw you on my Facebook and I thought I'd give you a call. Willa J. Hunter Yeah, how you doing? Well, praise the living God. Amen. No, you know what I was using on my Facebook. And I saw your number. I said, well, anybody on my Facebook, let me see what it is that's calling me. You got a 713. Oh, well, Donald, can I talk with her? Okay. Okay. Well, I want you to know, what are you, about 27 years old? Because I'm your brother in the body of Christ. I am also an apostle, and I'm praying for the young people, because the young people in America need to come to one understanding, come to know Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. What church you belong to? That you belong to? Oh, well, they had a big film out there. Yeah. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Well, she got my number. She just won't come. If she needs me to pray good, she don't feel good. I'm moving forward. Okay. Where did you get it? Thank you. Doctor, I'm gonna give you a call back. God bless you. time tomorrow will be a good time for you. Well, I mean, at the other time, let's see, tomorrow I want to get to the plane, so it's 10 o'clock okay for you? 10 o'clock. Okay, well, let's put it in. I'll be waiting on you. Okay? All right.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
It's about divine connection.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Support, direction.
help out when you need it. Someone to remind you who you are, whose you are, and that the God of all things are possible. It's a tangible connection to an army of believers that have your back when it comes to building a thing for God. It's knowing that you're not alone, that there's flesh and bone in your corner rooting for your victory. It's a promise to pray one for another. We're here because of you, for you, to encourage you to discover your voice, empower you to walk in your victory, and equip you with the word to make your ministry a reality. Click the button on the right to become a partner today. As a new partner with KCM, you'll receive a complimentary partnership kit that includes Your Victory Around the World, the DVD that will encourage your faith with real testimonies and show how your partnership is helping people worldwide. God Needs Your Voice, the CD teaching where you'll learn how partnership functions and how your gifts and anointings join with us to do big things for God. The Partnership Exchange Book, complete with three messages by Kenneth Copeland that will stir your faith. A partnership card, good for 10% off all book table purchases at any KCM event. A partnership certificate, and much more. Don't wait. Click the button on the right to become a KCM partner today.
I was married to my husband for 46 and a half years. We had three sons, and we moved to North Dakota in 1982. All the children were in school. Well, we were on the prairie. The winters are long and cold. I was hungry to know more about the Lord, to have fellowship, and so I began just to watch TV. I watched Kenneth and Gloria, and I learned that I could believe God for healing, that I could lay hands on my children and pray for them, and they would recover, and they would get well, and what faith was, and how to receive by faith, and it was a glorious time. Well, farmers had these seed catalogs, and so when I would sow a seed, I would write it down, and Kenneth and the community of faith taught me that you name your seed. So I would plant it, name it, and expect a harvest.
Such a joy to be able to fellowship with you by means of this special generational prayer. And I know that as we release the blessing, as we release the anointing, as we come against the generational curses and those things that Satan has tried to represent in your life as that which will always be a hindrance, whether it is a spiritual legacy or a physical legacy or an emotional legacy, that has been passed down from generation to generation. I want you to know that the Spirit of God is about to move in an awesome way. There is about to be a release of God's delivering power, and that there is about to be a release of covenant anointing into your life. As we prepare to pray right now, I want you to open your heart, and I want you to allow the Spirit of the Lord, just allow the Spirit of God to flood your life, to penetrate every area of your soul that the enemy has tried to bring the curse and has tried to bring the bondage to. And I know that as we pray and agree together, you're going to feel that release in your spirit. You're going to feel strongholds beginning to come down. You're going to feel an anointing begin to fill those areas of your life where there has been lack and where there has been dysfunction. I want you to get ready to receive. We're just going to create an atmosphere of worship and praise right now. So open your heart. Prepare to receive. creation, Father of heaven and earth. We come to you now in the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus, the name at which every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. I come to you now, knowing that in your name there is power, knowing that in your name there is deliverance, knowing that in your name there is freedom. I bring to you now every generational curse and every generational pattern of dysfunction and behavior that the enemy has tried to perpetuate through family bloodlines. I bind the hand of the enemy and I curse them back to hell, and I decree that there will be a release of God's healing power, of God's delivering power. Heavenly Father, first of all, I come before you asking that physical legacies be broken. God, that infirmity that has passed through families, health problems that have run in generations, I decree now that there will be a release of generational blessing for healing. I come against high blood pressure. I come against glaucoma. I come against sugar diabetes. I come against strokes. I come against lupus. I come against sickle cell. I come against Parkinson's disease. I come against Alzheimer's. I come against every inherited, every cast down infirmity. I bind it in the name of Jesus, and I decree that the 39 stripes that you took on your back shall be for a release of generational healing. Father, I decree that these infirmities shall not visit the next generation. I decree that there will be a healing, that there will be a breaking of the curse, that the cycle will be broken in the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus. Lord, I lift it up to you now, and I decree that there will be a touch, there will be a move, there will be a healing, there will be a deliverance in the name of Jesus. I decree it now, and I call it done. I decree that healing. I decree that anointing that destroys that physical legacy that is passed down through bloodlines. I bind it in Jesus' name, and I decree the healing power. Lord, I thank you that bodies are being healed, that even babies who are still in the womb would ordinarily come out suffering, I decree that they are healed now, and that they will be born healthy, and future generations shall come forth, and there shall be no sign of the generational curse that has been in previous generations. I speak this into the realm of the Spirit, and I decree that there will be a release of that generational blessing now. In the name of Jesus, I destroy physical legacies that have been a curse. I release the generational blessing of physical restoration in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now, Lord, I lift up to you. I lift up to you every spiritual legacy, every generational curse of spiritual legacy that has been passed down. I come against witchcraft. I come against sorcery. I come against those that have dealt with psychics and those who have worked with witchcraft. I bind the powers of hell that have tried to bring a curse in the mind, that have come against the image of self-esteem. I bind the hand of the enemy. I come against the legacy of every relative that has dealt with horoscopes, that has dealt with Ouija boards, that's dealt with any kind of unclean idolatry, and I bind it in the name of Jesus.